Kids say some pretty silly stuff. We could all use a little bit of silliness in our lives. I've been writing down some of the goofy, curious, and outrageous things my kids have been saying over the years. Each month, we'll analyze what they said and produce an original song based on their words. I'm Kevin, and these are songs my kids wrote. Hello and welcome to Songs My Kids Wrote. This is episode 14, and today I am here with
Darren.
And today on Songs My Kids Wrote, Darren and I are going to be producing an original song based on something that Darren said a long, long time ago when he was
3 years
old. And Darren, tell everybody how old you are now.
I'm 9.
Darren just celebrated a birthday last month. Happy birthday, Darren. It's a little belated. Sorry I didn't get you anything except this podcast. Hopefully I can make it up to you next year.
Okay.
And Darren, what was that you said when you were 3 years old?
First, I was scared in my eyes. Then I was scared in my nose.
Then I was scared in my nose. And Darren, what's special about the day that you said that?
Christmas.
It's Christmas! Christmas! You were scared in your eyes, and then you were scared in your nose on Christmas. What would you have been scared of looking at and smelling on Christmas?
I don't really know.
Neither do I. Let's take a look at what sort of presents you got on Christmas. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. We are currently looking at some photos from Christmas 2015, and it looks like Darren's got a lot of Lightning McQueen stuff here. Oh, look at that. You've got your firehouse.
Yes.
Is that scary?
No.
No? Radiator Springs story sets, some pajamas, some cars. There's a Lightning McQueen. Whoa. And a cool coat. And sweater. Oh my goodness, look at all this Lightning McQueen stuff. Look how happy you were to get your Lightning McQueen things.
Whoa!
A sweatshirt, build a snowman kit. There you are with my sister's dog. And there we are. You look a little sleepy there. Well, I don't know, Darren. I don't see anything
It's a squirrel.
Yes, it's a white squirrel that we had in our neighborhood. I don't see anything that would have been scary in your ears or your eyes or
maybe
your nose.
Dreaming. Maybe on the 24th I was dreaming and I had a bad dream, and on the 25th I said something scary.
That's certainly possible. Yeah, I didn't write down what time you said it. Well, maybe you want to write about a dream or a bad dream, a nightmare, about things that would be scary, that would smell scary. What smells scary? Does anything smell scary? Okay, something to think about. But obviously lots of things look scary, so that should be pretty easy. Well, I think what we'll do at this point is take a break and give Darren a chance to write down some ideas about things that might smell scary, things that he might have dreamed about, things that look scary. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back. Well, we are back, and Darren, what have you written down?
Well, I have written things that scare me, but
okay.
I couldn't write down a lot since nothing really scares me that much.
Boo! Did that scare you?
Sort of.
Blah! Did that scare you?
No.
Look, there's homework! Did that scare you?
No.
Okay. Oh, man. He is hard to scare. All right, Darren, what'd you write down?
A big monster.
Okay.
A book that I read that was too scary.
Oh, what book was that?
The Curse of the Were-Penguin.
What was scary about it?
For some reason, this homeless boy, he was moving to a new country, and when he went there, there was a penguin that ate other animals.
Oh my goodness. But penguins do eat animals, right?
Yeah, but not like the normal animals that it's supposed to eat.
Hmm. And that was scary to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Getting splashed.
That's scary?
I do not like getting splashed.
Okay.
Like losing Beanie Boos?
Losing Beanie Boos. Have you ever lost one?
Well, multiple times I have lost Pongo.
Yeah.
Because every day I bring her down, and Bennett really tries to beat her up and like hide her in real weird places.
Hmm. Is he the only one that beats her up? No.
He beats her up most of the time.
All right, is that everything you have written down?
The last thing is Pongo being stolen.
Oh, that would be scary. So you're scared in your eyes and scared in your nose. So you've got the sense of sight and the sense of smell. So you got two of the five senses. What are we missing there?
Taste, hearing, and touch.
I was just thinking, in addition to being scared in your eyes and scared in your nose, maybe you could describe how one or two of those things might affect you and your senses. Like, instead of just like, a lot of times when we're scared of things, we just think about something and then it scares us. But maybe there would be something that we could see, something that we could smell, something that we could touch, something that we could hear, something that we could feel that might scare us about one of those things or two of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's something on there? What's the scariest thing on your list?
The losing Beanie Boos and Pongo stolen.
All right, so that's definitely some stuff to think about as far as what to do next with our lyrics. We're going to take a break and start to work that out. We'll be right back. All right, we are back and we are done. Darren, what do you think of your song?
I think it was the best one yet.
You say that every time.
Not every time.
No?
Well, I didn't do that for the first time since I was the only one.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, Darren. Well, what was your favorite part of this song?
Probably, like, the end.
What about the end?
How everybody sang together.
Everybody meaning you?
Yep. Okay. Every single Darren in the Darren Army.
That has a lot of Darrens. Is there anything else you want to say about this song? First, I was scared in my eyes, then I was scared in my nose.
I don't know.
Well, next month, we'll be back with Bennett for another edition of Songs My Kids Wrote. We hope that you enjoy. We hope that you like and share and subscribe to Songs My Kids Wrote. And if you feel like it, it would really help if you left your 5-star review on whichever platform you listen to Songs My Kids Wrote. That'll help us move forward, get some advertising money and stuff, and put these kids through college or something like that. Also, don't forget you can purchase Volume 1 of Songs My Kids Wrote on iTunes and Amazon Music and all those wonderful services.
Yay!
Again, we'll be back next month with Bennett with a new idea and a new song my kids wrote. And now, the world premiere of...
First I was scared in my eyes, and then I was scared in my nose.
First I was scared in my eyes. And I was scared of my nose. It's never as bad as you think it'll be, and that's the way it goes. Oh, first I was scared of my eyes. Then I was scared of my nose. It's never as bad as you think it will be, and that's the way it goes. Before I was scared of my nose, I got scared of my eyes. I thought I smelled a rainy day, but now I see blue skies. Once I was scared of my hands, then I was scared of my mouth. But I got help from all my friends, and that's what it's about. Yeah, 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 first I was scared of my eyes.
The way it goes. I got scared of my nose. I hear, but I got scared.
away.